हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदम श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंदम हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। एवं बुद्धि परं बुद्ध्वा समस्तावयात्मनात्मनः जहि शत्रु महाबाहो कामरूपं दुराशतम्। एवं बुद्धि परं बुद्ध्वा समस्तावयात्मनात्मनः जहि शत्रु महाबाहो कामरूपं दुराशतम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। दस नोइंग वन सेल्फ टू बी ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू द मटीरियल सेंसेस माइंड एंड इंटेलिजेंट ओ माइटी आर्म्ड अर्जुन वन शुड स्टडी द माइंड बाय डिलिबरेट स्पिरिचुअल इंटेलिजेंस कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस एंड दस बाय स्पिरिचुअल स्ट्रेंथ कॉन्क्वायर दिस इनसेटेबल एनिमी नोन एज लस्ट। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकयं चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णभ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादि पाशातदेशतारिणिं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन टेक्स्ट 43 चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगम। दिस इज द लास्ट श्लोक ऑफ दिस चैप्टर। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज कंक्लूडिंग थर्ड चैप्टर ऑफ भगवद गीता। सो एज अ summary, if we see what are the main focus Krishna instructed in this chapter, the first shloka of Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, Arjuna asks, if buddhi yoga, if the bhakti is better than the fruitive works, then he asks Arjuna Krishna, oh my dear Krishna, why are you engaging me in the ghastly warfare? If bhakti yoga is better, I can perform bhakti instead of fighting in this warfare. Then Krishna immediately, he started replying one by one. And he said, without working, no one can maintain the body without working. What to speak of and other things, we can't even maintain our body. So in this way, Krishna said, we have to work. It is bhakti does not mean that simply sitting in one place and doing nothing. Bhakti also, it is a very active process. So we discussed that also. Then Krishna said, everybody is forced to act according to the modes of material nature. So he asked, your prescribed duty is to fight because you are the Kshatriya. That is your duty. So you cannot run away from the battlefield. So in this way, he has to perform the prescribed duty, whatever mentioned as a Kshatriya. Then he said further, while we are fighting, you do the yagna, you do the prescribed duty, at the same time offer the result to Lord Vishnu for his satisfaction. Unless if you are not offering the result to Lord Vishnu then cause bondage. This way Krishna explained. Then after that Krishna explained, when the world is created and he sent for the demigods as well as the yajna, when the human being is created. So when the human being perform the yajna, then what will happen? Immediately the demigods will be satisfied. If the demigods are satisfied, then rain will come automatically. When the rain comes automatically, then agricultural field will grow very nicely. When the agricultural field grow very nicely, then we'll get enormous amount of grain. That is the basic need for the human life. So in this way Krishna said that, and men and the demigods, they should cooperate each other with the performing of the yajna. After that Krishna then he stressed the important, because the demigods are helping in so many ways and so many natures. For example, if you want to produce agricultural, we need the sun, rain and moon, and so many things are needed. So when we, before we take anything food, we should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we have to take as a prasadam. Unless cause bondage, even though we may be eating a vegetarian food, and it will cause bondage. So in this way Krishna asks, before we eat, we should offer to the Supreme Lord and take as a prasadam. Then this is the point we discuss. Then after that Krishna said, O Arjuna, you have to act as a leader. Whatever the great man, whatever the leaders are perform, the common man will follow. So in this way, at the sake of educating the other people, you should do your prescribed duty. In this way he said. Then after that Krishna is, in the three world I don't have any prescribed duty. Still Krishna said, I'm engaged in my prescribed duty. So in this way Krishna very nicely explained. After that Arjuna asked the question, even though living entity is not willing to do any sinful activities, but still why he is forced to act sinful activities. So a couple of shlokas we Krishna discussed very nicely. This lust is the root cause of all the problems. So in this way, yesterday we discussed the hierarchy. The dull matter, above the dull matter is the senses. Above the senses is the mind. Above the mind is the intelligent. Above the intelligent is the soul. Above the soul is super soul. So yesterday we gave the example of the various business. If the business profession says that, if we discussed yesterday, and if a business expert gives the recommendation, you do this business, you will get a maximum amount of profit. So in this way Krishna is given the hierarchy. When we engaged in the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the soul platform by doing the devotional service unto the Supreme Lord by chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we engage in the activities of the soul, then we discuss, we get the highest happiness. We'll get the total complete bliss. We can get it. So in this way we discuss yesterday. Today as a concluding shloka, Krishna says that now you know that the soul is a higher than everything. Yesterday he two shlokas before, and Krishna said you have to kick this enemy. Yesterday he, Krishna, very nicely explained the hierarchy, and in this shloka he is telling how we should kick the enemy. How we should kick enemy means, Krishna says, you know that the soul is highest of all, higher than the senses, mind and intelligence. So kick this enemy by the strength of the devotional service. Krishna is saying, with a steady intelligence, with a spiritual intelligence, steady the mind, with the strength of the devotional service, kick this enemy. Because in the material strength we cannot kick this enemy. Because of this material only, this lust is a keep on, so many things is a keep on accumulating. So from this we can understand that whatever the problems, only through the spirit we can give the solution. Materially, we cannot solve any problem in this material world, because material world, the material solution is, even though we may give some material solution, but it is temporary. Only spiritual solution will get end. If you are giving material solution, it will be temporarily, maybe it is all right. It will not be long run, it will not work out. So that's why Krishna says here very nicely, we have to kick this lusty fellow by the strength of the devotional service, strength of the spirit, and not possible with a material knowledge. For example, in this material world, we can take any example and analyze it very nicely, then we can understand. So now, for example, if we take there is a always fight between India and Pakistan. Because of this lust, as Krishna, this section is explaining, because of this lust, India wanted to catch Pakistan, or Pakistan wanted to catch India. So some area they are saying this is belongs to me, and some area they are saying belongs to me. Pakistan is saying belongs to me, and India is saying no, this is belongs to us. So in this way, constant fight is going on. So is there anybody is having any solution materially? This problem, we cannot give any material problems. This is a material solution we cannot give. So for example, what they are doing, but Pakistan is attacking India. Whenever there is a problem, immediately they take the weapon, the military, they will come and attack. Then after that, many people will die in the border. After that, India, what they will do, India will go and attack Pakistan. So in this way, both people will be attacking each other. So does we get any solution? Definitely we don't get any solution. People will be keep on fighting, many people will die. No solution we will get, no conclusion will be arrived. Just like, for example, before India and Pakistan, they were fighting for Kargil war or something. After that, now they were fighting for the Kashmir. So in this way, from one after another, because of this uncontrolled lust is there, they will be keep on fighting. So what will happen if we kill more people? Then what Pakistan will do? Pakistan will think some other alternative solution how to kick India. They will go and tie up with some other country, then they will increase their strength, then they will declare it, we will kick India. Then what India will do? India also will go and tie up with some other country, then they will increase their strength, then India will say, now we are ready to kick Pakistan. So in this way, they will be kicking each other. Because of this uncontrolled lust, we will not get any solution. This game never ends. It will be like a football, from here to there, there to here. It will be one fellow will kick from here, another fellow will kick from there. So this is like a football. It will be keep on going, and we never get any solution. That's why Krishna says here, don't try to solve by materially. He is saying, kick this lust by spiritual strength. So this problem cannot be solved materially. For example, if we see spiritual solution, what can be done? If India also, everybody is having a spiritual strength, and if Pakistan also having the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and everybody is having a Shastric knowledge, then what will happen? If both fellow having a Shastric knowledge, what they will think? They will think we all belongs to the God. We all sons of God. They will be the first point they will be thinking. In Vaikuntha, if you see, there is no fight. They always very nicely cooperate. So in this way, if India also, if get the spiritual strength, and Pakistan also act in a spiritual platform, the first thinking what they will do, we all belongs to the sons of God. We all sons of God. Is there any two sun, sunlight? You know, Pakistan sun, India sun, is there anything like that? No, moon is same, the sunlight is same, the air is same. Whatever it comes to the India, it goes to Pakistan. So nothing is different. Everything is the same. So in this way, first we should think that we are all sons of God. Then what will happen? Once we think we are belongs to God and God is one, then what will happen? We are all belongs to our Father is same. When we come to the platform, our Father is one, then what will happen? Let us be satisfied with whatever God is given. We will come to this conclusion. First, we understand that we all belongs to the God. The second, we understand we are all sons of God, our Father is one. Then once we come to this understanding, then what we will think? We will think and let us be satisfied with whatever God is given. Let us share and be cooperative. Then problem will be finished. For example, you may think how this problem will be finished. For example, this is a very simple example. And any time left hand and right hand is fighting each other, definitely no, we never seen left hand is any even the TV channel or newspaper, anybody advertised, anybody mentioned left hand is fighting with the right hand. No, definitely left leg is kicking right leg. Did we see anything like that? And the right ear is fighting with the left ear. Left eye is fighting with the right eye. Did we see any times? Definitely no. Why it is not fighting? Because the both of them knows that the master is one. When the master, the both hands are belongs to one, the both legs are belongs to one, the both ears are belongs to one. So when we come to the understanding of the spiritual, when we think that India, all Indians are belongs to the sons of the God, all Pakistans are sons of the God, our Father is one. So in this way, if we think, then perfectly we will be cooperating each other. So this is the a small example to understand how the lust is there. And the we saw from this Indian Pakistan fighting, the lust cannot be solved by material solution, and it is being possible only by the spiritual understanding with the knowledge of the spiritual knowledge. So once we finish the problem, once the lust can be kicked out. So for example, this way we can apply in our own life, people to people, what kind of problems we having. So this is the country to country. Some people are having family to family, and then the even state to state also no problem is there. State to state problem also we can solve like this way. By family to family also we can solve like this way. So the brothers and sisters and so many people to people, and even within our own our own mind and senses also sometime fight, it will we never get satisfied. So in this way, if we apply this formula, then definitely we can become very very happy. So even though we may have 100 crores, still we can eat 4 chapati and our sleeping bed will be 6 feet only. It is not going to be more than that. So it here nobody is saying we should not work and we should not endeavor for getting more money. We are not saying all those things, and Krishna is not teaching we should. That's why in the first second shloka itself says, Arjuna, you have to fight, you have to do prescribed duty. Even I don't have any duty to perform, still I perform. So Krishna is saying, Bhagavad Gita does not say that you don't work or you don't endeavor, and Krishna never says, and Bhagavad Gita never says. Bhagavad Gita says very clearly that we should endeavor, and whatever the result comes, we should be satisfied with that. So this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita in regards to the prescribed work. So many people, they think Bhagavad Gita means we should not work and Krishna is saying not to work, and all these are bogus. We should not listen all those bogus explanation. So very very Krishna nicely, very nicely concluding. So from this chapter, as a conclusion, what we should understand, we should perform our prescribed duty and offer the result to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then we have to be satisfied with God, whatever the God is given, and then we should kick this lusty fellow with the strength of the spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge means studying the Shastra and reading Bhagavad Gita and hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By the strength of the devotional service, with a study and spiritual intelligence, we should study the mind. Once the mind is studied with spiritually, then we can kick out the lust, then we can become eternally very, very happy. Even though we may be in the material world, so many problems may go and go on, but still, if we engaged in spiritual activities, and Krishna always protect, and we can become very, very happy. Thus, in the Bhaktivedanta purport to the third chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, entitled Karma Yoga. So thank you all very much for hearing every day, and it is a we are hearing every day by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and my spiritual master, and the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna and Arjuna. Thank you all very much for hearing daily. Hare Krishna. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.